James McElhinney speaking with Gil Kinney at his home at 19 East 72nd Street in New York City. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rainy morning.
Yes.
Let me start by asking you, what's the first recollection you have of being in the presence of art?
Well, that's a tough question. I was pretty young. My parents collected everything but painting and sculpture. They collected furniture, antique furniture, rugs, silver, glassware, etc. But I was always attracted to art for some reason, and by the time I was maybe 8 years old, I was getting catalogs from the Museum of Modern Art. And when I went away to school at 14 St. Paul's, I took reproductions from MoMA, like Van Gogh's Bridge of Arles and the fish painting by Klee. But they only had two paintings, one of Gilbert Stuart, which I many years ago gave to the Corcoran Gallery, where I was very involved, and a painting by Sir Henry Raeburn, which I have kept and will go to one of my children.
So what was the first piece that you actually acquired yourself?
The first piece I bought was, and I still have it in the bedroom, was Utrillo, Maison des Serres, which I purchased in Paris in 1958. And this launched me really into serious collecting in the French area for many years, which I'll discuss later.
Well, as a kid, did you collect stamps or coins or any of the...
Yes, like most collectors, I guess, I collected stamps. And I was away in school in Arizona for 7 years having a sinus problem, and that's where I met Carter Brown, for example. And it was, but I was collected stamps, and every Christmas I'd get another valuable stamp to add to my collection. But talking to other collectors, I find this is fairly normal, coins or stamps or something, before they get into fine art.
So at what point was the passion for collecting, the curiosity or the appeal of objects, at what point was that overcome by an attraction to fine art, you know, painting and sculpture?
Well, I think the first time I really had an opportunity was... in 1958, when I graduated from Yale in 53, stayed another year to get a master's in international relations, was pointed towards the Foreign Service, my first career, and then went into the military and air intelligence for over 3 years. And so really the first opportunity I had was 1958. I'd passed the Foreign Service exam, but there was a waiting period, and I decided to go to Paris to look up a girlfriend, and that's when I bought my first painting.
Who did you buy it from?
I bought it from, I have it here somewhere, a French dealer, and I can give you that in a minute.
But a gallery.
I bought it from a gallery, yeah.
As opposed to from another collector.
Oh, yes, I bought it from a gallery, and it was a Utrillo, and I knew, even at that point, I knew the white period Utrillos were probably better painted and more valuable, but they were more expensive, so I settled for this one, and it hasn't disappointed me all these years.
Let's take a few steps backwards in time from the first purchase and